Qatari emir slammed a Saudi-led blockade of the emirate as, quote, a smear campaign planned against his country in advance.
And here it is now established to everyone that the smearing campaign and the unlawful measures that followed were pre-planned and pre-designed, and the perpetrators have undermined our sovereignty and independence by fabricating false statements to mislead the international public opinion and to realize the pre-designed enterprise. They failed to realize
that. In a live TV address, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani said he's dismayed at terror allegations by the Saudi-led bloc against Qatar. He warned such charges will harm the war on terror. He expressed readiness to settle the dispute through dialogue, however. The Qatari emir said any solution must respect his country's sovereignty. And Sheikh Tamim further noted life is proceeding normally in Qatar despite what he described as a siege on the country. On June 5th, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt all cut ties with Qatar and impose an all-out blockade on the Persian Gulf country. And joining us out of London for more on the story is Mr. Saeed Shahabi, a political analyst. Hello, sir. Thanks for joining us. Your thoughts on Al-Thani's speech.
Thank you very much. It is clear that the Qatari emir is defiant. He did not submit to the four countries led by the Saudis against his country. He did not accept the 13 demands that were put as condition for removing the blockade and normalizing the relation. So after almost a month now of that blockade, the Qataris apparently have won the case. The Saudis and the UAEs, they have said that we have now, they said recently that they do not insist on the 13 demands, but that there are principles, as they call them, six principles, that there is no interference in other countries' affairs, that there should be no support to terrorism, and so on and so forth. But in reality, what happened is that the Saudis have lost this initiative. This is compounded by their loss in Yemen, which means to me that ultimately Saudis, in not a very long period from now, will probably collapse. I do not believe that Mohammed bin Salman will be able to sustain his rule with these defeats. Defeat in Yemen, defeat in Iraq, defeat in Syria, and now defeat against the smallest country in the Gulf. So the Emir's statement today, his speech, is defiant. This is the first time he spoke since the crisis started, and that he's just saying that we are not going to compromise our sovereignty, and that our sovereignty must be respected, and that any solution must come through dialogue. So he is imposing his conditions, not them. And for them, it is simply a lost cause now.
And Mr. Shahabi said that this was all a pre-planned and elaborate conspiracy to isolate Doha, because Doha will not submit to the dictates of Saudi Arabia and its allies to carry out a certain foreign policy exactly the way Riyadh wants, a certain domestic policy, and it's standing up and it's trying to respect its own sovereignty, and it wants to be respected as an independent nation by Riyadh, something he says Riyadh is not willing to do, and its allies, and it's all backed, he said, by the West.
You see, the problem is that Riyadh, the Saudis, have become used to enslaving the others. They wanted Yemen to be in their hands. The Yemenis said, no, we do not want to be slaves of yours. They wanted the Al-Khalifa to be their slaves. Yes, the Al-Khalifa said, no problem, as long as you guarantee our safety, our security as a tribal rule, we will submit to you. We will give you this, the sovereignty over the country. The Qataris, they said no, because when you are strong inside, when your people are happy and satisfied with your policy, then any outside aggression is unlikely to succeed. The problem is that if you are weak inside, like the case of Bahrain, this is when you just simply have no choice but to lose your own dignity and honor and sovereignty. But in the case of Qatar, the Qataris have simply brushed aside all the conditions that were imposed on them, and they have won. Simply as simple as that, they have just won. They have just defeated the Saudis. It is very clear. There is no doubt about that.
Thank you for joining us once again out of London, Mr. Saeed Shahabi, political analyst.